Damn, bro, you're getting fat. This is super heavy now.
Don't touch your cat like that.
Hey, man, I don't know, dude. I put her on some new food, and she's, like, eating. She's eating less, but she's eating more, if that makes sense. So I'm, like, giving her more of the lesser quality food, but she eats less of it because she doesn't like it. But it's also the only food I give her, so she, like, you know, eventually just starts getting really hungry, and she'll just eat it, so, yeah. But she is getting fatter. She was super heavy just now when I just dropped her on the floor.
I mean, at least Sansan is not like my friend Adrian's cat, Moxley. He will headbutt the feeder to like make more food come out.
My gosh. What a, dude, what a I was about cat. To say, like, what a fat cat.
I don't know, I thought you were going to stop your sentence with, at least it's not like my friend Adrian, and I was like...
Oh man, that was so bad.
No. Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, wait, yo, bro, you can't just talk about your friends like that.
People can't just raise our podcast.
What else is new, though? Oh, shoot. But yeah, what else is new, guys? How's everyone doing?
Guess who's single and heartbroken?
Oh, we're getting right into it.
Shoot. Guess whose fault it is?
Mine. Y'all, I was crying with a baby.
I would say it's kind of my fault. I mean, okay, not my fault, but I think I played a not insignificant role in getting you to be heartbroken.
I had the lovely support of Kevin and Josh along this journey.
Whoa. Keep me out of this.
Keep my name out of your mouth.
Josh wants no part. Yeah.
I needed them to talk some sense into me, even though they've been doing it for like so long.
I was about to say, how long have I known you guys?
Yeah,
it's been a while.
I mean, we all got to know each other around pandemic, so it's been about 4 years now, so it's crazy.
No, it's crazy how time flies by, man. Like,
for sure.
I always say I feel like I'm still 26 because pandemic took You're 3 right. years away.
Oh
yeah, I still feel like it, like mentally, maybe younger mentally, but physically I definitely feel my age now, so it's a little hard.
You know, the funny thing though is, like, technically we're in our physical prime and it just gets worse from here.
Did someone say prime?
Get out of here.
Yeah. No, we're supposed to be in our physical prime, and like that's why, like, what you'll see is a lot of athletes, like, they start winning championships from the time that they're like 27 to like 30. Like, that's their 27 to 32 is like the peak championship window for athletes. And then from there, it's all downhill. So technically, we're in our physical primes, guys. I don't know. Josh talks about like feeling his age. And for me, I'm like, I never felt better, dude. Like, I feel so much stronger. I feel like I'm at my athletic prime, like peak right now. But I don't know.
I guess I'll be the first signs for you guys when the peak starts to fall, since I'm the oldest one here.
What's the age difference between you and Jackie, Damien? Is it 4 years?
Jackie's the same age as Quentin, right? I think.
I'm 27, but I'm turning 28 this year.
You're a 97 baby, basically.
96.
96 baby. Okay, Quentin's 96 also.
See, I always think Jackie's younger for some reason, because we always call her the baby. So I'm like, she's like 97, 98, but then she's only 2 years younger.
I am the youngest.
Yeah, she's honestly not that much younger, but she's only 3 years apart from me then, if that's the case.
Okay, that's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. And it's almost 3 years on the dot, because I'm October and she's like November 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My cat's just staring at me right now.
Because you called her fat.
She's like, say it to my face, you lip noodle.
Okay, sometimes I think my cat does understand me. Because I'll, like, be talking to somebody. Like, for example, I'm talking to Amanda on the phone. I'll just be like, right, Sansan? And then she'll like look up from whatever she's doing and she'll meow at me. And I'm like, yo, does this cat actually understand me sometimes? It's weird.
I believe it.
Was probably because you said her name. That's why.
That is also true.
But like, I'm just surprised she has any concept of what her name is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure animals know their names, like dogs and cats. They're smart enough to know.
But here's my question, okay? Do animals know their names, or do animals just know that that's what we're saying when we're calling them?
That's a good question.
This is like bringing me back to like senior year, Kevin, when we were like in Mr. Stanley's class for AP psychology. Are they smart or are they just conditioned?
That's all I'm saying. You never know. You never.
Because like, I saw that dogs react to the tone of voice rather than what the person is saying. But I think it depends on every different dog. Because for me, I think Tofu understands everything that I'm saying. I lecture his ass and like, you know, he understands what I'm saying. Tell him to go do this. He goes to do it. But then it's like, I saw a video of this person saying like mean things to their dog, but in like a high tone. That's like a happy tone. And the dog was like all happy, even though it's getting called all these like names.
Yeah.
I think Mason actually understands what I'm saying, because there'll be times where I'm trying to sleep and he's on the bed with us, and I'm just like, bro, scooch over. And he'll be like, like, he'll give me a little sass, and I'm like, bro, you're taking up more than half the bed, and I can't, like, I can't get comfortable at all. And then, like, he'll, like, adjust, and then he'll let out a heavy sigh. Like, he'll, like, just, like, I don't know. I'm like, dude, just... dial it back. Just dial it back.
It's too early for this.
Okay, so like, as pet owners, do you guys ever feel like so indignant when your pet gives you attitude? You're like, are you kidding me? Like, you live here rent free. Like, I pay everything for you, and you're gonna give me this sass right now?
It's yeah. I would say I'm just like, where is this coming from? You
like, do you understand how privileged you are? Like, I say this to Sansan all the time, where I'm like, do you understand that you would not survive a day out there in the streets? You were not made for the streets, okay?
Oh, I tell that to Ghost all the time. This is a
reality check.
Yeah,
I tell that to Ghost all the time, and it's funny because like, I have, this might sound a little weird, I have like pretend conversations between the three pets. So like, we're basically, Bella would be like, you wouldn't stand a day in the streets, you big baby. And he'd be like, yeah, I would. I could totally be in the streets. I could totally find my own food. Where's the water? I'll just like have this like dialogue between the three pets. Actually, I do.
Huh. Wait, quick question. Is that dialogue in your head? Or are you actually saying it out loud? Here?
I actually do this. This also may sound weird. I do this a lot throughout my day, actually. Where, for example, if Kayla and I are walking at the park and we see a couple like sitting at the bench, I'll just all of a sudden make up a random conversation that I think that they're having. And I'll just talk it out loud. And then, like, for example, there was like two elderly Asian people at the park, and there was like this stone bench, and they're like doing push-ups. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'll tell Kayla, I bet you one of them saying, I wish you were this bench.
What?
And then just be like, yeah. Anyways, I'll stop it there.
Okay.
I'm just sounding more like a crazy person now. We can move on.
We got to see.
Wait. So do you do like voices for them, or just like, oh, this is what they're probably saying, or
voices.
Do you actually like, if it's Asian?
Okay, here's the more important question. Do you do accents too?
Obviously, yeah, I do.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Is it?
All right. So can you tell us the push-up one in an accent of how you would have said it?
Or here, how about this?
No,
are your accents as offensive as Josh's gets?
What do you mean? Mine aren't offensive.
Josh is like, mine are offensive because they're accurate.
they're super accurate.
If anything, the accuracy makes it more offensive.
Yeah. I'm just playing. Not even, it's not playing, it's actual speaking the language.
I don't know if that's necessarily true there.
I am not going to reenact a conversation just because it has to come very natural for me. Otherwise, it feels too forced and weird.
No, I get what you're saying, Dave.
Yeah, but I've always wanted to do voice acting because of it, because I feel like I'd be really good.
Your accents are not good.
You just gotta give me time. You gotta give me like a little warm up exercise. That's it.
No, we've heard you do accents before.
You guys don't like my accents while we're playing video games? Like,
I feel like Damien telling us that he makes up conversations for other people that he sees. Is it might be the most normal thing that we know about him. Like, I'm not that surprised that he does that, to be honest. It's just kind of like, yeah, that tracks. You know?
You're like, that's in line with baseline behavior for Damien.
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, no, like, if it was like Jackie telling us that she does that, like in public, I'd be a little bit like, oh, that's very unexpected, you know.
Jackie, do you do that?
Okay. I don't, but I'm like, you know, that does fit Damien.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you guys have any behaviors that you think would be considered weird or unexpected that you do in public?
Oh, okay. Amanda pointed this out to me. She says that I do like random like animations, like, you know, like emotes in like games.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll like randomly do things, and she's like, sometimes I get a little bit like a little embarrassed. And I was like, can you give me an example? I was like, I don't know what you mean, you know, because I was like, it's just normal to me, and I don't think about it, you know. And she's like, sometimes you'll do this thing where like when we're walking somewhere, you'll just start skipping to it instead. And I'm like, oh, I do that.
I've seen that before.
Like,
I've seen that before.
Do that. Okay. And then she was like, and sometimes you'll do like a penguin walk. And I'm like, oh.
Wait, is that the one where you're like, you like kind of squat down and you put your hands out and then, like, you're boxing out people? Cause you did that one too. That one too. And you like run to people now.
I call that my gremlin walk. But that one's intentional. That one's intentional. I do that one intentionally. But no, the penguin walk is like, she says like I put my hands out like to my side like this, or like at an L, like at an angle, and then I'll like waddle over to them.
I've never. I've seen a couple times.
Yeah. So she says I'll do that.
You know. So I'm like, I'm just gonna pay more attention now. I need to see if I've seen this before.
These little emotes of mine, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a new revelation for me. Yeah. I know I left shark. You guys know left shark?
Left shark?
Left shark. Okay, I'll show you guys after we're done recording. But it's left shark is a meme from when Katy Perry performed at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember left shark. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there were two backup dancers in shark costumes. And then they were like, you know, doing a dance. And then like halfway through, one of them just like freezes up. And then he starts like doing random movements. And you're like, oh, this guy forgot the choreo. So I was telling Amanda, I was like, I know I do that randomly. They're like, oh, when I get like bored, I'll just randomly left shark. Yeah. I don't know, you guys?
I can't think of things that I do, but I can think of things that you do.
We're just filing it on Kev, is that it?
I mean, sure, why not?
For some reason, he always says hi to kids. Like, if the kid's just, like, staring at them, he'll say hi. But then if they're, like, a bratty kid, he'll, like, be mean to them. There's like this one time we're at Disneyland, we're waiting in line, and then this like kid is in line, right? And then he says hi to the kid. The kid says hi back, and he starts like the kid starts sticking his tongue at him, and then Kevin sticks his tongue back at him, and then the kid like starts booty bumping him, and he just looks at him and he goes, "Excuse me," and he tells on him with the parents. So your kid's like bumping into me, oh. And then they grab the kid, and then they like make him go forward. Kevin sticks it. No, the worst part is Kevin sticks his tongue out at him after he does it.
Kevin menace.
Okay, I feel it's important to point out that this is also like 10 years ago.
Kevin's like, I got the last laugh.
I did. Yeah.
It's so funny. He's like, excuse me, your kid's like bumping into me.
I think it's also important to point out contextually, like, yes, that happened. But it's also because like he wouldn't stop doing it even after like I'd asked him to not do that. But he kept doing it.
It's like that thing that kids do where like, you know, they think it's a game, but there's like a line that they cross. So it's just like, okay, this was cute before, but now we're just kind of.
Yeah, now you're getting on my nerves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was it, yeah.
One of the things I get to look forward to in a couple of months, guys.
Yeah, it's coming up, dude. How do you feel?
I feel fine. More so just trying to make sure that the house is prepped for baby to be here. But no, I feel good, honestly. I actually just had a conversation with Kayla, and I forgot who we were with. I think it was with my mom? No. Anyways, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be from the hip up. I'm not trying to get front row view of like everything that's going on. I'm just going to be like above, because they have like a little curtain-ish for her.
Oh, you're talking about the delivery.
The delivery, yes. Sorry, I should.
I was like, bro, what are you talking? Like, what do you mean hip up? I was like, what?
I was like, I think I was the only one that understood. Like, oh yeah, when she's delivering.
When she's delivering, I am going to stay from the hip up. I'm not gonna.
Oh really?
When he said hip up, I was like, what? And then he said it, and I was like, oh, why are you talking about this right now?
Wait, how did we get here?
TMI, bro.
Yeah. Anyways,
You don't want a full like a front row view.
No.
It's the miracle of life, Damien.
I am.
We've already watched the movie, bro. We don't need to watch it again.
I am like 80% certain I'll probably pass out. I am 99% certain in that room I'm going to be the dad that just stands there and freezes. Because I get overwhelmed very easily when there's a lot of stuff going on. Because like in those moments, what my brain is trying to do is kind of compute like, what can I do to be the most effective? But there are so many things shifting at once that I'm like, I don't even know how to be helpful. Do they need me here? Do they need me there? Can I do this? Can I do that? And then I just end up standing there like an idiot, not doing anything. So, yeah.
You gonna cut the cord?
Jackie.
It's a question.
Without skipping a beat, just go.
Yeah. Are you gonna do it?
I'll cut the cord. Yeah. You
can do.
That's one thing I can do. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I'll cut the cord.
Are you allowed to catch the baby's head, or is that only for hospital staff?
I don't think they do that anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think they do that anymore.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it depends on the hospital. would you catch your baby, Kevin, when you have one?
I don't know about catch, but like, as it's getting delivered, like, you know, have my hand on the head as it's like coming out, you know? Like, oh, yeah, ooh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay, that was cute. That was cute.
Ooh, that's my kid, you know? I'm a little weird, but I feel like it's like it'd be a surreal thing, you know.
You know what Kayla pointed out to me as something that happens in public? Apparently babies always stare at me like they just can't keep their eyes off of me for some reason. And Kayla's like,
I think you're good looking.
Kayla said that. She says that it's because they spot one of their own. A big baby.
Damn.
Your own wife always roasts you.
And then she took it back and she said, she said it's pretty sure because it's because of my eyes. Like, you know, I have just like big googly eyes. She made it nice afterwards, but she has to, you know, properly roast me first.
Damn. Kayla's, she's a sniper, bro.
Kayla's quick. She's like,
the last episode, you're like, yeah, tell me your long-winded story so I can sleep.
Bro, that's crazy.
Oh, no, man.
That was a thing that I heard before, was that, like, kids and, like, babies, if you find them, like, constantly staring at you, like, wherever you go, it usually means that, like, they're staring at you because, like, instinctually, they look at things that, like, are... they like to look at, essentially. So then, like, it's just something that their eyes are naturally drawn to. So usually, they say it means you're good looking.
Oh. Well, I'll take the compliment.
I mean, I feel like, but this is, like, not something you don't know, Davian, so.
I mean, I'll happily take the compliment whenever it happens.
Yeah. For sure. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, like, because we were talking with another friend of ours who, like, he had a kid recently. And then he was saying, like, it didn't really hit him that he had a kid, even, like, even after his wife delivered the kid. And he was just like, oh, like, I don't know, dude. Like, I didn't have any attachment to him until, like, a little bit later in, because I just kind of saw him as a pet.
Kayla says that's normal, actually, for men to not have an instant bond with the child. It takes that. That's why paternity leave is so important, because as you're taking care of them and as you're trying to care for them and just make sure that they're okay, that's where the bond comes into play. So you know, that's completely normal. So
yeah,
as much as I
baby want, bonding
baby bonding, as much as I want to say that I'm different, like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to react the same way. You know, it's just a normal thing.
But I think, like, it also depends too, because, like, my cousin is having his kid soon. I think it depends on, like, their journey. Maybe because my cousin and his wife had been trying to have a kid for a while, like a few years.
Oh.
And then, like, they were close to, like, giving up, but then they just miraculously, like, got pregnant. And then, so for him, he was saying, like, he's so excited and he's so looking forward to it. And, like, he was saying, like, he'd always been told by other people that, like, there's only one thing in this world that does not need to earn your love, and that's your kid. And he didn't understand that until, like, his wife got pregnant, and he started realizing, like, how defensive he is and, like, how protective he is of that kid already. And he's like, she's not even here yet, but yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, there's something I'm thinking about. Like, I mean, obviously I'm not pregnant, but yeah. I was about parenthood, you know, especially ever since my brother had his kids. Because yeah, like, for me, like, as soon as he told me that, like, he was like, hey, like, my wife is pregnant, I was already immediately like, I love your child and I will love him like my own. And, like, if anything ever happens to you, like, I'd be happily raising him as my own kid. So, yeah. So I don't know. It's interesting. I think it just depends on the person, like, how much you feel bonded to your kid. Cause, like, not even my kid, you know, but I love my nephew and my niece so much. So
that actually brings up two questions for me that I'd like to pose to the rest of you guys. One, do you guys have/know your godparents? And two, would you ever want to be a godparent?
I don't have godparents.
I don't think I have any.
Okay. So a godparent basically is, aside from, like, let's say something happens horrifically, where basically no surviving family members are left.
Mm-hmm.
The godparents are basically the next people to take care of the child. So it's kind of like your designated guardian / mentor /, like, you know, caretaker. So it's kind of like an extension of being like an uncle and aunt, whether you're family or you're not. I did have godparents. I do. But I don't know who they are. My mom and my dad decided to make their best friends at the time, like my mom's best girlfriend and my dad's best guy friend, like my godparents. But then, you know, over the course of time, they just drifted away, you know, didn't hang out with them anymore. So I never got to know either of my godfather or godmother. For the rest of my siblings, because of what happened with me, my mom said the rule is only relatives now are godparents. So they all know their godparents because it's basically my aunts and uncles. But yeah, I didn't know if you guys had any similar experiences or not, but I just thought I'd bring it up.
Are godparents like a Catholic thing?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I mean, Harry Potter's godparent was Sirius Black, so godfather.
True. I don't know, because like, I don't think I hear any other people talk about godparents on a regular basis, at least, other than Catholics. And I think, I also think about, like, you know, the mob. Like Italians, you know, like... Like there's a movie, The Godfather, and they're like Italian mob. So
I welcome you to my family. You had my, Nana's Bisoli.
Yeah. So as I think about, like, I feel like godparents is a cultural thing, and specifically maybe like a Catholic thing. But I kind of see it as like within our friend group, at least, right? Like, even without having the title of like being a godparent to any of your kids, like, I'd still happily take that role for them. So, yeah. But I guess it'd be kind of cool to say that I'm a godfather.
I'm actually a godfather. My friend Jeremy appointed me and Kayla to be the godparents for his kid.
I think you talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Man. I can't wait for him to turn 18 and for me to talk so much trash about his dad, about all the stuff that he put me through. I was like, your father hazed me in my early 20s, and I'm surprised that I'm not more of a borderline alcoholic. Actually, actual alcoholic, because I'm pretty sure I am. I drink a lot, let's be honest. But anyways.
I'm sorry, I was looking it up. It does look like
More of a Catholic thing. Okay.
Yeah. It's Roman Catholic Church.
Oh. That makes sense, because Rome is in Italy.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, that makes sense. And by the way, have you guys thought about the Roman Empire today?
You know what? That is actually a situation where I was not thinking about the Roman Empire.
And now I've lost the game.
Lost the game. Yeah. Damn it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, as far as like TikTok trends, is there a thing going on with Natasha Bedingfield and why it's like the number one like playlist song thing? Have you guys noticed that?
Dude, I'm not on TikTok.
Who?
Natasha Bedingfield. What's it? The song Unwritten?
Oh, feel the rain on your skin.
Yeah.
That song.
No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let that one, yeah.
Yeah, that
Let's
one.
Let's go.
Karaoke time? Karaoke? No.
Kayla noticed on Spotify that out of nowhere that song is like one of the most streamed. It's like a bunch of new songs, and then that one's like the most streamed one, or one of the most streamed ones. And then I started noticing it on TikTok, on Instagram. People were making remixes, like lo-fi versions. I'm just like, where did this resurgence come from? So I don't know. You guys called me a boomer, so I just thought I'd ask you guys and figure out that you guys had the answer.
Well, you got to ask our resident Gen Zer, so.
Excuse me.
She's a millennial.
I was going to say, Jackie, the fact that you reacted first speaks more so to it.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the trend itself, but I remember I did hear that song on something on social media. And I think it's like, it's just got to do with like what the content of the lyrics are probably and the meaning of the song, right? Because I know the history of the song is that her mom had another kid, so this is like her younger brother, So she wrote like a song to her younger brother saying like, your life is your own to experience and don't let anybody else like tell you what your life is supposed to be.
I actually didn't know the history behind that. That's actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why like the title is unwritten, right? So then it's like talking, the whole song is blah, 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 something, something, something. And then the rest is still unwritten. So she's saying like, your story is yours to write.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's what the history of the song is. And so maybe it's something to do with like the meaning itself of the song and people kind of, like what I've noticed is a lot of people in this season of life, at least in our generation right now, seem to be, you know, entering parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of people are just kind of resonating with that song.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have a favorite song or lyric that you kind of turn to whenever you guys like, you know, feel a certain type of way, etc.?
Depends on how I'm feeling, dude. Like,
no, I mean, you know, I guess that's fair. You know,
like, you know, when I'm happy, I'm not listening to like Bruno Mars. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I'm also trying to think.
You know what? You guys know how League recently put out its like the cinematic not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
with the Kindred and Yasuo and Tryndamere and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that song was called Still Here.
Uh-huh.
Dude, that song got me so hyped. Like I think for like a like at least a 2 weeks straight before every workout, I would play it like to hype myself up.
I would listen to it too, like going to work, and like, it would give me goosebumps, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think maybe that's like a song I like to listen to like hype myself up. Same with Gods by New Jeans. Like, you know, I think we talked about on the podcast, but Josh and I played in a football tournament. And that was a song that like I used like going into it the night before and the day of to hype myself up.
Now I'm just thinking about like how I was watching you and Josh on the football field, and I'm just like seeing a slow mo. It was like, God, God.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm gonna keep throwing.
I think for me, it's remember the name by Four Minor. I think for like every sport I do or like anything I do is that I've seen so many like sports clips to that song. So it's just like, it's one of my top, like if I'm going to go work out or if I'm going to like, I guess for sure, like before a football tournament, that's one of the songs I was listening to a lot. But yeah, I don't know about other moods. Like it's hard to just pick a song for a mood, but
yeah, like when you're sad.
Ooh, I feel like I gotta don't even get me started.
I'm already opening up my Spotify playlist just to be able to see which ones.
All right, here we go, guys.
I know that. I mean, so whenever I go to sing karaoke, it's all sad songs. Like it's all like alternative rock stuff. Yeah,
me too.
I'm not surprised.
Me too.
You simps.
My Spotify doesn't help me.
Oh, side note. Did you guys know that? You know how Sam Smith has a song, How Will I Know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's apparently a cover.
Oh,
it's like an old school song. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an old school song with like a female artist. And I want to say it was a black female artist, but it's like an older song from like the 80s or something. And then
Whitney Houston.
But yeah, so there's that.
Oh, you know, not like it's like the most well-known female artist of all time. You know, it's just some black female artist.
I am not a music history person, okay? I'm not culturally, I don't have my fingers on the heartbeat of pop culture.
I think when I was ever feeling like really angsty, mm-hmm. Only One by Yellow Card was my favorite to like sing.
I don't know that song.
I say give it a listen. It's a pretty good song. Okay. Everyone knows Ocean Avenue. I like the other stuff on that album. Like it's they got some.
I have two sad songs that I would listen to constantly, depending on the mood.
Okay,
I would listen to Far by SZA. But I was also listening to Someone New by Banks.
I don't know either.
So if you could give us a listen. No, I was crying. Literally, that's Someone New, because my coworker was like, this is you. You need to listen to this song right now. I was just coming home. I was crying so hard. I was like in my car, just in my driveway.
Dang, that's crazy.
Whenever I hear like a Logic song, or there's also one, I forget which song it is. I know it's on his Under Pressure album.
Mm-hmm. I'll say when I'm feeling like cocky, I like Bad by Michael Jackson.
Classic.
That makes me feel real. Like, but I feel like in my I'm super cocky about things. Like, that's like the song that's always playing in my head.
Mm. It's so. The song was Nikki by Logic.
Never heard it. We're just throwing songs at each other.
Here, instead of just throwing a song, I'll tell the story. So Nikki by Logic actually reminds me of my brother Quentin. I had just taken him to like a rave. Him and I had just gone to a rave together. And then we're driving from Northern California down back to Southern California. Mm-hmm. And he was playing the song and he was like rapping to it. And then, you know, at the time I actually would occasionally like smoke a cigarette or two. And then, so it was a prominent moment, cause like Quentin was smoking also. And then I asked him for a cigarette and then he was like, whoa, this is so cool. I'm smoking with my older brother. And then the song Nikki, you know, it sounds like he's rapping about a girl, but what he's actually rapping about is nicotine.
Oh
yeah. So there's like that double entendre there. Mm-hmm. I just remember how we were driving through the night. The sunset was coming up. The song like was like going through its like main part. And I just look at my brother. I was just like, damn, we're adults now. And, you know, we're not just like the roommates growing up as kids fighting over like, you know, who gets more time on the computer or whatnot, or like, you know, just like typical sibling stuff. It's like he's an adult, I'm an adult, and we're actually enjoying each other's time. And I think that was like the start of me like really appreciating my brother even more, and like, you know, really trying to develop my relationship with him as like, you know, this kind of new person. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that story, man.
Yeah.
I know.
I think when I think about like my parents getting older, I always think about, there's a song by Lanny. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but L-A-N-Y. You guys know them?
Oh, I think I do.
I think I've heard name before.
Yeah, so they make very like simpy music. But they have a song called If This Is the Last Time, and the whole song talks about like basically like you know, like mom and dad, you're getting older, and like I'll always remember like lessons you taught me and the things we did together. So if this is the last time, can we do that one more time? So I always think about that song when I think about how my parents are getting older. Yeah, it makes me a little sad.
I'm getting sad
too.
All right, guys, come on. This is supposed to be a lighthearted episode. Let's bring it back up. Who's single and heartbroken?
Me.
It's okay, Jackie. And whose fault is it? Me.
It's me. Am I proud of myself? I don't know. But I feel like I should be.
We're proud of you, Jackie.
Thank you.
That picture you always send us. Let's effing go.
That one.
That's always a good one, man.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you guys, but I've decided that I want to try making a playlist for country music. Because I used to listen to a lot of country music when I was younger, but I stopped as I got older, and now I'm kind of like, oh, I want to listen to it again, because it's like, it's got its own vibe, you know? Mm-hmm. It's for a certain vibe, and so I've been wanting to make one. And I like to give my playlist like random names. Mm-hmm. Usually like they have like random names. So for this one, I decided I wanted to call it Country Gravy.
That's good. That's a good title. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. But
it's funny because I just had this conversation with my coworkers because he was playing country music, and then I personally don't like, I mean, I'll listen to it, but I don't really care for country music. But then they were saying, like, because they're a little bit older, and they're like, yeah, like, I was the same way. Like, in my 20s, I had never listened to country music. I was like, I'll turn that crap off, whatever. She's like, but now that I'm getting older, I'm like, I actually enjoy it. That's what she said. So when Kevin's talking about making a country music playlist, I was like,
It actually reminds me of Kayla, because she loves country music, and she loves it for the fact that they have those like silly quotes in there, you know, like those country song idioms. Like, for example, one of her favorite songs is Barefoot Blue Jean Night. Like, that just rolls off the tongue, and it's just about kind of like, the song's about just like, you know, summer fun, you know, just enjoying your youth, like, you know, just kind of like dancing. And there's like, I don't know, but she basically got that part of me to enjoy it more. So like, I do enjoy the music now. And I enjoy it even more so because whenever I listen to it, I usually think of Kayla.
Yeah. Like, I think like, cause for me, like the memory of country music is like when I was growing up, and like, we would always play music in the house before we like cleaned it up when I lived with my aunt and my uncle. So it was like country music was the thing we listened to the most. And so like Saturday mornings and like Sunday afternoons was like cleaning the house to country music. So that's kind of like the vibes that like I always like think about. And I think as I'm getting older, I'm cleaning more. So
it's just all forms of nostalgia, bringing it back full circle kind of thing for you.
Yeah, and like, you know, there's something weird about like if you're cleaning your house to like gangster rap, so
what's wrong with that, huh? What's wrong with
that? Well, I'm not ghetto, so
who's ghetto? I'm not ghetto.
No one said you were. I feel like, you know, it's like
you guys always call me ghetto.
When I said that we needed to talk to our resident Gen Zer, and Jackie was the one that reacted. It's like I didn't say anything specifically, but your reaction to
no it. Because I'm the youngest one, so of course I'm gonna react to it. Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, we call Damien a boomer even though he's not a boomer.
Okay, but here's the thing,
dude, Damien is a boomer, bro.
Like it though.
Remember when I kept on calling New Jeans Blue Jeans?
Yes, he had no idea what we were talking about.
Yeah, Damien's a boomer.
I mean, I feel like that's fair though, like in terms of like not knowing who New Jeans is. Like if you're not part of K-pop, like, and like it's just not part of your world, like there are plenty of people who still don't know who New Jeans are, you know. So
it was just funny. He was like, did Faker get New Jeans?
Yeah.
You don't have to repeat those jokes.
I still think it's funny.
We've already heard it once.
For our listeners, like, Josh is face palming like multiple times, and he's just looking stressed. Now we're bringing up the jokes again.
I like Josh is getting flashbacks.
Oh,
PTSD.
Because Damien does this thing when he tells his dad jokes. You know he has that stupid reaction, like, come on, guys. Like, come on, give it to me. I just don't want to give it to him.
Got to give a man his jokes, though. God forbid a man have hobbies.
I feel like this episode is so random.
It's very.
Like, We already talk about baby delivering and then our random habits in public and then now like
music. Godparents.
Yeah, it's really all over the place.
Yeah. But I feel that's also like, I think it's fine. You know, like we did talk about like how we want to be less structured. And like, it's great. Think about it. Like, we have all this content without having like a single thing of like, this is what we're going to talk about today. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't even do an intro.
That's true.
I'm doing it right now. Hi, welcome to Just Friend Zone. I'm Kevin. The show starts now.
Thanks for listening 45 minutes in now. Yes, now we're starting.
Thanks for listening. We're going to go another, we're going to go strong with another whole another hour now. Topic for today.
So do you guys like creamy peanut butter or crunchy peanut butter?
Crunchy all the way, just for the record.
I like crunchy for the texture. Creamy crunchy. Is too much.
Me too.
Yeah.
I just recently started doing this again because it's a healthier snack. I've actually chop up apples and I'll just use that to scoop the peanut butter out of the jar and I'll just eat it like that.
I don't know if that's that much healthy. I don't know what you like. I don't know you're comparing it to pretty healthier.
I do it with cookie butter, not healthy.
With cookie butter. The unhealthy version of peanut butter I was thinking was like the Girl Scout cookies. That's basically what I'm trying, like Girl Scout cookie versus like an apple with some peanut butter. That's what I'm
Yeah. You guys remember the old school like the snack when you were a kid, the ants on the log?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Josh is looking at us like he has no idea what we're talking about.
He's looking at us like, he's looking at me and Jackie like, Jungle Asia? You what guys you mean, actually ants? Ate ants on a log?
time to educate you on some white people culture, all right, Josh?
I'm Googling it.
I wasn't
it right
a
now.
Fan of it.
So ants on a log is basically you take a celery.
What the hell is
this? You take a celery stick, you fill it up with peanut butter and the in the little like the cup part of it, and then you put raisins in it. Ants on a log.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's some white people call.
I've never eaten celery with peanut butter.
Have you ever eaten dirt? That's another white people dessert.
Which one?
Dirt.
Dirt?
Yeah.
Okay, that's new to me, dude. I know about mud pie. I don't know what this dirt is though.
So basically it's like crushed Oreos with like whipped cream and then gummy worms all stuffed into a cup. So you, my stepdad would take us over to his mom, so my grandmother, for Thanksgiving. And then for dessert, she was like, oh, does anyone want dirt? And we're like, what? And she would give us a cup of dirt. And then it's just delicious. And you just scoop it all out. You know, get an occasional gummy worm in there, but it's basically just like Oreos and cream, basically.
It's like a fun, creative, like little dessert snack. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, guys, when I said that we were going to go a whole another hour of this,
we're doing it, bro.
The cup is full of conversation and content.
We don't really got to go with this with peanut butter, guys.
No. We're going with peanut butter for an hour.
Oh, no.
Wait, before I mean, I know, but going back to peanut butter, did you guys have like goober?
Goober?
Growing up,
I had it once.
Is it goober?
I had it once. It was like Smucker's the one where it's peanut butter goober and jelly in the same jar.
Yeah. Oh yeah, jar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh
yes, it's my favorite. Okay, now we can stop talking about peanut butter.
I feel like I could use that because I make sandwiches right now that are like peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other, and then I put like ham slices and cheese in between. I feel like it'd be so much easier if you just did the peanut butter and jelly and like it's all in one jar.
They have it at grocery stores.
Did I just
stores.
Hear
it's like
butter, jelly, and like ham?
Peanut butter, jelly, and cheese.
So you combine two different sandwiches into one sandwich.
Yeah, and then I make two of them, and that's my lunch. Yeah.
it doesn't sound good.
Okay. I don't know if I've talked about this already. Is this the first time you guys are hearing
this? This is the first time I've ever heard you talk about it.
No, I've heard... I've heard about it, but I had the same reaction. Okay,
I'll explain. Okay, so when I was in college, this was my way of like, it was like my broke bulking food because it's super cheap. Like all the ingredients together cost like $20 total maybe. And you get like a good like 8 to 10 sandwiches out of it. So you've got like all that as far as food goes. And then the amount of protein you're getting out of it is like, I want to say if you do it right, you're getting close to like 15 to 20 grams of protein per sandwich.
So let me get this straight. For time effectiveness, it's my understanding that instead of just making two different sandwiches, you're like, all going to be in the same place anyway, so might as well all start in the same place anyways. So you're just putting four ingredients in one sandwich?
Yes and no. Okay, so here's another reason why I do it, okay? Is because if you were going to make it into two separate sandwiches, right? A peanut butter jelly and then a ham and cheese sandwich, you're doubling the amount of bread, which means you're getting more carbs for the amount of protein that you're trying to intake. So then your carb to protein ratio is skewed more heavily towards the carbs than you are for protein. And so when you're just dieting, or like if you're dieting, if you're just bulking, I guess it doesn't matter. But if you're dieting, then those carbs add up and it matters. So that's number one. Number two is actually, it tastes better than you think. Because here's why.
I high key just want to run to my kitchen and try this right now.
Like, okay, because think about this. Okay, when you're eating charcuterie, what are you putting in it?
Cheese, meat, and then meat.
A cracker.
Cheese, meat, cracker, and then
and then sometimes fruit,
and then a fig jam.
Mm-hmm.
Put a fig jam on there, yeah.
And what's in the sandwich?
But you have peanut butter and jam.
Just peanut butter, just because I like the taste of it.
I mean, you could have like little nuts and legumes as part of the charcuterie board, also. So it's honestly not that different, I guess. Not Kevin rationalizing this for the rest of us.
Not me gaslighting you guys into thinking this is going to be good.
No. But then my question was, I think Damien's question was valid, where you're saying you make two of those sandwiches, right? So I think his question was, why don't you just make a ham and cheese sandwich and then a peanut butter jelly sandwich
and eat it separately? Of the peanut butter and jelly by doing it by making two sandwiches of the same thing.
Okay,
you can double the ham and cheese and like have the same amount of sandwich for that. But then I think that if you do the double ham and cheese and then you have two slices of bread, it's pretty dry. So the jelly, that's where the jelly component comes in and adds a bit more moisture, makes it easier to eat.
Okay, wait, so let's back it up. Tell me the layers again, just so I know how to exactly replicate this and try this out right after this episode.
Okay, so you got your slice of bread on the bottom.
Okay.
You put a layer of jelly.
Okay.
I like strawberry jelly. That's the one I put.
Okay.
Strawberry jelly. And then you put the ham.
Okay.
And then the cheese.
Okay.
And then on top, and then your other slice of bread. You put the peanut butter on that one, close it.
Okay, I am going to try this. I am very curious.
You're going to try it, and then you're going to be like, this is pretty damn good, dude.
I'm just going to be like, what did you do to me? You added another weird habit for me in public.
Exactly. And here's the thing too, right? Because peanut butter, obviously, there's a lot of fat in there. So if you really want to turn it into like a diet-friendly version, you obviously get like a low-carb or like a multi-grain type of bread, which is what I use. I like multigrain. And then for the peanut butter, you take PB2, the powder, and then you mix it with like water to turn it into like a peanut butter paste. And you can do that.
I just want a peanut butter jelly sandwich now.
I don't want the ham.
If you like charcuterie, you'll like the sandwich. That's all I'm saying.
But I don't put the jam on my charcuterie board.
Like, yeah, I've never gotten a fancy charcuterie board to eat it like that.
Because y'all never grew up past the Lunchables.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my charcuterie board.
All right, for our listeners, if you decide to try this, please, in our Instagram post, like, comment on whether this is like a yay or nay. A smash or pass on the double combined sandwich.
I'm telling you.
Kev, can you make it for us one day and then we can all try it?
Just make it on your own, guys.
No. I need Kevin's.
You need his finesse. Like,
expertise. Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, it's literally like, I'll.
Because I don't think I would ever make it out of my Like, well, let me make what Kevin made.
All I'm saying is most likely you have those ingredients at home anyway, but yeah. Like, at most, probably what you'd have to buy is like the ham. And then, like, what you can do if you're on a budget is buy like the package, like the deli ham. But then there's also like nicer ham that you can buy. And I like those ones.
You could dress it up or dress it down as much as you want, basically.
You can make it as fancy.
Have you tried turkey breast in it?
I have, actually. Remember when I was making the bread, the sandwiches with the keto bread and the turkey? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying this is the way, guys.
This is the way.
I'm gonna go make a peanut butter jelly sandwich now.
You can really dress it up and make it as fancy as you guys want.
Dude, I must be like hungry because like I'm just wanting to just go and do this like right now.
It's not. Look, Damien, I'm telling you, you're gonna try it, and then you're gonna sit there and be like, "Okay, guys, I think Kev's onto something."
I'll report back. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, and you can change the meat. You can roast beef. You like roast beef? You can put roast beef on it. I just prefer the ham. So that's all I'm saying. Prosciutto. I don't know if you're a prosciutto guy, you can put it as a prosciutto. I don't know.
Now it sounds like you're getting too fancy with it.
I'm just saying, the options. It's as crazy as you want it to be. All right. Okay, we're done.
It sounds like a cold, like a culinary done. Like disaster. That's what
it's called. How is it culinary? I just told you it's basically charcuterie. This is a bigger, it's a sandwich version of charcuterie.
This is reminding me of that anime Shikigeki no Soma, where basically like the main character will all of a sudden make like a really nasty dish on purpose. This sounds like that, but it sounds good to me for some reason.
I love that anime.
I haven't watched this. I don't know what you're talking about, but
highly recommend.
Okay, but we're done talking about this, guys. No more.
We're done. No more peanut butter.
You started it, bro.
I started as a joke, man. Like, I didn't think you were actually going to talk about peanut butter. Like, nope.
Serious about peanut butter here.
Anybody else want to bring up peanut butter for any reason? Peanut Butter Falcon. Oh, do you guys watch Peanut Butter Falcon?
What?
Peanut Butter Falcon. It was a movie in 2019 that came out. It was Shia LaBeouf and then like an actor with Down syndrome.
The guy with Down syndrome.
Oh, right? I wanted to watch it, but I did not get a chance to yet. I heard it was really good.
Dude, it was really good. I watched it. I think I watched it on the plane, but it was.
Yeah, you watched it when we were in New York,
I think. Definitely one of the better movies like I've seen. And especially because like Shia LaBeouf was like really good in it, so. Yeah. Oh, Dakota Johnson was in it too. Yeah. Okay.
Are we peanut buttered out now?
Are we? I don't know. You tell me.
Yes.
I think
you want me to throw another topic out there? I think I could probably think of another one.
No.
Nutter butter? Nutter butter?
Oh, I love Nutter butter! I love Nutter butter! It's so good! It's one of my favorites!
My gosh.
So we can keep going, guys. I think we could actually dig out like an hour worth of content out of peanut butter.
We said we're going to keep this episode short. We're 58 minutes in right now.
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, I don't know. For what this episode could have been, I think it went really well, guys.
I think so, too. It's just really random.
So random. Like, the way that the conversation literally shifted throughout the whole thing.
We're going to get feedback.
Oh, yeah.
from that one listener that I always talk about.
Yeah.
There's your shout out.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Bye.